Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking career moves, party drama with Taylor Swift, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in. Right, so first up, we need to talk about Megan Thee Stallion because, girl, the audacity of men never ceases to amaze me. So apparently, our Queen Megan has made some shocking career moves after splitting from NBA star Klay Thompson. And let me tell you, she is not playing games anymore. Okay, so get this. Megan took to Instagram, which you know is where all the real tea gets spilled, and she absolutely blasted Klay Thompson. I'm talking full exposure mode, calling him out for cheating on her. Not him thinking he could play our girl like that, the disrespect. But here's where it gets interesting, love. Instead of just crying into her pillow like some people might do, Megan Thee Stallion said, "You know what? I'm about to secure this bag and level up my entire career. And honestly, that's the energy we need in 2024. When a man disappoints you, you don't get sad, you get rich." The sources are calling it a shocking career move, which has me wondering, what exactly is she planning? Because knowing Megan, she's probably about to drop the most fire album of her career and make Klay Thompson regret every single decision he's ever made. I'm here for it. The revenge era is about to be iconic. Moving on to some actually wholesome content, because we need a palate cleanser after that mess. Let's talk about Jay Leno and his wife Mavis, because their love story is giving me all the feels. So Jay Leno, right? The man who's entertained literally millions of people over the years, with his comedy and hosting, but apparently nothing, and I mean nothing, has mattered as much to him as keeping his wife Mavis smiling. Are you kidding me right now? In this economy? A man who actually prioritizes his wife's happiness? We love to see it. The quote that's got me all emotional says, "Nothing was more fun than making my mom laugh or pleasing my..." And I'm assuming that continues with his wife, because that's the energy, isn't it? This man really said family first, and in Hollywood, where marriages last about as long as a TikTok trend, Jay and Mavis are out here showing everyone how it's actually done. I mean, we're talking about decades of marriage here, girl. While other celebrities are switching partners like they're changing outfits, Jay Leno has been focused on one woman and making her happy. The commitment, the consistency, the absolute devotion. I'm actually getting a bit emotional thinking about it because when will it be my turn, you know? But seriously, in a world where we're constantly hearing about cheating scandals, looking at you, Klay Thompson, it's actually refreshing to hear about a couple that's genuinely stood the test of time. Jay Leno might not be the most exciting celebrity out there, but he's definitely winning in the husband department. Now, speaking of unexpected news, can we talk about Jamie Ding for a hot second? Because this Jeopardy situation has got me shook. Okay, so Jamie Ding, who's been absolutely dominating Jeopardy for 31 days straight. 31 days, girl! Finally lost, and I'm honestly a bit devastated about it. This 33-year-old was on a record-breaking winning streak that had everyone glued to their tellies, and then bam! It all came crashing down during the April 27th episode. Some bloke named Greg came in and said, "Not today, Jamie," and ended the whole streak. The drama of it all. Can you imagine being Jamie right now? You're on this incredible high for over a month, probably thinking you're invincible, and then one clue, one bloody clue, brings it all to an end. But honestly, 31 days, that's more than a month of pure intellectual domination. Jamie should be proud because most people can barely remember what they had for breakfast, and here they were answering impossibly difficult trivia questions day after day after day. The mental stamina required for that is actually insane when you think about it. I'm wondering what that final clue was, though. Was it something completely obscure, like this 12th century Bulgarian poet was known for his use of metaphysical imagery? Or was it something embarrassingly simple that everyone at home knew? Because you know that would be even more devastating, to lose on something obvious after sailing through all the difficult ones. But Jamie, if you're listening, love, you've still got your coin and your legacy. 31 days is incredible. Now let me tell you about some party drama that's got me absolutely cackling. Michael Rubin, you know the billionaire who throws those insane white parties, has moved his entire July 4th celebration because apparently it might clash with Taylor Swift's wedding. Girl, I'm screaming! The power that Taylor Swift has. She hasn't even announced a wedding date, has she? and already billionaires are rearranging their entire social calendar around her theoretical nuptials. So according to the tea, Michael Rubin is either being super chivalrous and doesn't want to compete with Taylor's big day for attention, or, and this is the bit that has me howling, he's worried that Taylor's wedding will be so packed with A-listers that there won't be any celebrities left for his party. Can you imagine that conversation? Sorry, mate, I can't come to your white party because I'll be at Taylor Swift's wedding. The hierarchy of it all. Taylor Swift really said, "I run Hollywood," and everyone just accepted it. But honestly, the fact that Michael Rubin is this pressed about it tells us everything we need to know about who really has the power in these celebrity circles. Like, this man throws parties that cost more than most people's houses, and he's still worried about being overshadowed by Taylor Swift cutting a cake. And the sources aren't even sure if he's being respectful or just strategic, which makes it even funnier to me. Either way, Taylor Swift is out here moving mountains, or in this case, moving multi-million-dollar parties without even trying. I'm also dying to know, is Travis Kelce part of this wedding speculation? Because if Taylor Swift is getting married, you know the entire internet is going to lose its collective mind. The fan theories, the outfit predictions, the speculation about the guest list, it'll be absolute chaos. And honestly, I'm here for every second of it. The fact that people are already making business decisions based on this rumored wedding just shows you the cultural impact Taylor Swift has. She's not just a musician anymore, she's basically a weather system that everyone else has to plan around. But can we also talk about the audacity of having a July 4th party so exclusive that you're worried about celebrity availability? Michael Rubin really said, "I'm going to make Independence Day about me," and somehow made it work. The confidence, the resources, the sheer boldness of it all. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. From Megan Thee Stallion serving revenge realness, to Jay Leno being the husband we all deserve, Jamie Ding's incredible Jeopardy run coming to an end, and billionaires rearranging their social calendars around Taylor Swift's rumored wedding. Hollywood never fails to deliver the drama. Make sure you come back tomorrow because you know there's always more mess brewing in Tinseltown. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl!